My Stay-at-Home Mom. Written by Davina Demure. All rights reserved. Author's note: all characters depicted in this work of fiction are 18 years of age or older. This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either the product of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, including events or locales in the world and beyond, are entirely coincidental. Thank you for supporting this author's work. Please consider subscribing to my email list and patron page at subscribestar.adult/Davina Demure. Membership includes access to Davina Demure's entire catalog of taboo-themed stories, artwork, and reader polls at subscribestar.adult/Davina Demure. Stay-at-home mom. Inside a typical-looking home in an ordinary suburban neighborhood, there lived a mature mom named Facial in a family home, where if walls could speak, they would tell stories of a hung son of age and his nympho mother exploring a thing called skinship together. Facial stood taller than her son by a head and sported plump child-rearing hips, often displaying a meaty camel toe in her favorite tight yoga pants when she was not in her pink bathrobe. The middle-aged mother had an immaculate face with narrow lips, a flat nose, and emerald green eyes. The mother to two children had an ivory-white busty frame with freckles all over, and her figure was pear-shaped except for her huge milky white breasts she let hang freely in her husband's large open t-shirts reaching to her knees, often worn around the house with nothing else worn beneath, to make practicing skinship with her son easier and more likely to happen. Chris, Facial's hung son of age, was still returning from school while Facial perused his secret journal she found under his bed while waiting for her boy to return for another episode of hard family fluid bonding, in practice of an idea called skinship. Chris still lived at home while he was in high school, even though he was 18. For whatever reason, Chris didn't get enrolled into the school system until he was 2 years older than the other kids. Technically, her boy was still a sophomore in high school, as Facial's expression became amused, aroused, and almost angry at finding such graphic evidence of their incest written in her child's handwriting. Facial made a mental note to give her boy a stern lecture about being careful with their taboo secret from the rest of the world once she saw him again. The kinky mom was a voracious nympho, and curious about her teenager's perception of her, as she read her boy's first story of their incest recorded in the journal. As she read the whole thing, she realized it was a mix of real and fake events leading up to their first time together downstairs in the family kitchen. As the mother waited for her boy to return home from school, she made a mental note to pound her boy extra hard with her dick-riding muff to make him sorry for being so stupid. She read her son's short story in his journal with her finger over her pink slit to begin rubbing her matronly pink nub, and the curious mom began to read while waiting for her son to return to his room after school for more hard incest at home in his room. Dear Journal, it was the morning before my 18th birthday, and I was still bleary-eyed while munching on my breakfast before school. I was running late for my first class and decided I would rather skip my morning shower instead of breakfast, so I was already in a rush that day. I had minutes to spare while shoveling cornflakes in my mouth, while my mind was much